Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. We are so happy to be with you all today on the Patty Valenzuela podcast. And I am hosting today this amazing couple, this incredible marriage, Joe and Helen, who are our pastors here and who have been helping us at Ignite build this church. And if you probably have seen them up there worshiping with us. And I wanted to host them today on this podcast because I believe that they have a powerful word for you guys on the power of change. That's what I want to talk about, the power of change. You know, Romans chapter 12, verse 2 talks about change, right? Yes. About the power transformation. And God time and time again tells us to transform, to be renewed. You know, and in Romans 12, 2, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing does not occur one time and then that's it. No. Yeah. Renewal is something that we have to constantly do. You know, when we speak about an eagle has to renew. And when an eagle renews, they have to do it once a year. And so, not that we only transform once a year, but our renewal has to continually happen. There's power in transformation. And I want to talk about the power of change with you guys for the audience's sake, because I truly believe, like I was looking at some of the definitions of holiness, and one of the definitions of holiness actually talks about looking within, where you're no longer looking externally as far as change is concerned. When we come to a place of holiness where we're set apart for God, it's really looking inward and saying, what do I have to change? Versus externally. Holiness doesn't look externally. Holiness looks internally. Holiness says, where do I have to fix? Where do I have to change? When we are not walking in holiness and we're not set apart, we're looking at every other factor. We look at why we haven't changed, or we make an excuse as to why, you know, things are the same way in our hearts or our minds for that matter. And really, holiness isn't. Holiness, when we finally, Joe, Helen, when we finally step into holiness, it's really looking within.
Yes.
It's no longer saying, well, this is why I'm like that. Or you know what? No, when everything else changes, then I'll change. Or they have to change first. And so I want to talk about the power of change. And I know you guys, we are always, me included, constantly changing, transforming our mind and becoming better people. You know, our greatest goal should be to look like Jesus.
Yes.
That is our greatest goal. Salvation, and then I want to look like Jesus. How did he act? How did he behave? How was he? And, you know, the Bible says that Jesus grew in stature, but he didn't just grow in stature. It says he grew in faith and he grew in grace. So he was constantly growing. And so it is our mandate and our assignment to continually grow. So I want you guys to share, feel free to share, what does the power of change look like to you guys? What has God done in your hearts? What happens when we don't change, you know? And how do we pursue change? All those questions that maybe somebody's watching, maybe they're resisting change, maybe stubbornly resisting change. We don't want to change in certain areas. So talk about consequences, all of that. Who wants to go first? Joe?
I'll go. I think a lot of times first, when that you feel you're in a rut, when one feels that they're in a rut, they're just constantly going through the same cycles, they could hear a powerful message.
Yeah.
And they know, oh, that's for me, but still nothing takes place.
Wow.
You still don't make a change. You know what you have to do, but you still don't do it. And the Bible says that is sin.
Yeah, James.
And so it's just one of those things where the Holy Spirit is just constantly knocking on your door.
Wow.
It's just constantly knocking. And for myself, that's how it was, where I knew I needed to make a change in how I thought, in my prayer life, in reading of my word, and how I treated my wife, and how I approached ministry. But it was just a stubbornness and a rebellion, not wanting to do it. Because I wanted to be comfortable, because I was upset or offended. Yeah. And I think that's how a lot of people are at times.
Wow.
Like, they want to hold on to that because it gives them their security. That victimhood gives them a security.
Wow.
And when you finally open up, you feel like, oh, I don't want that. It's gross. I don't want to feel that way, to feel like I'm powerless.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, when you begin to surrender, it's like you take power back. You take control back.
Wow.
And even...
It's powerful.
It's affected how my relationship with God to begin with. It's affected my relationship with my wife.
Yeah.
It's affected my relationship with my pastors.
Yeah.
And how I approach ministry. You know, it it's done, it's different completely. It's like night and day.
You said something powerful. You said you feel powerless.
Yeah.
So technically, a person that doesn't want to change is powerless.
Yeah.
They've lost authority. Mm-hmm. They have no authority or power. And why do you think, what kinds of things would you say the enemy does in a person's life to keep them in that powerless state?
I think someone wants to maybe point fingers as to why they are the way they are. And the enemy, like he did in the Garden of Eden, did God really say you can't? And so he twists a truth, or he twists something,
yeah,
and makes something that's not as though it is.
Wow.
You know, and you see that lie as a truth. Mm. And so you hold on to that truth, or that lie, really.
Yeah.
And as a reason or as a justification as to why you are the way you are.
Wow.
I think it's something that we need to be in tune with the Holy Spirit in some way or another, and be open for to hear that, so we can catch that and see that.
Yeah. And I see a lot of stubbornness too in people sometimes, where it's like, I see a plan of God that God has for their lives, or maybe a destiny that God wants to take them from A to Z, or this particular plan that God has, you know, just set for somebody's life. And then there's a resistance. Yeah. And they're only hurting themselves,
right?
Typically, right? So when you think of stubbornness, you know, maybe talk to somebody who's stubborn. You know, right now they're watching, and there's an area in their lives and they're like, I know I need to change. And here we are a year later.
Yeah.
And there's still no change.
For someone that's stubborn, I would just say to you, what are you gaining from it?
Yeah.
What do you gain from it, really? The satisfaction of being right? And in reality, you're failing yourself. You're failing God. You know, you're failing your family. You're failing people that are waiting on you to become the person you're meant to be.
Yeah.
And you know what? And when the time comes, God's going to hold us accountable to those things.
Yeah.
And I'd rather go up to God saying, God, I did my best with what you gave me. And
yeah.
I hope it's been pleasing to you. I hope I've, you know,
yes,
I've been a absolutely good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
And I'd rather do that than to be told, I never knew you.
Yeah.
That should bring a fear of God.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know, so to someone that's stubborn, what do you have to gain? What is there to gain to hold on to that feeling of righteousness, that feeling of that I know better, or I'm going to do it my way? That's, you can't gain anything from that.
I think stubbornness, when you think of it in Samuel, it says that stubbornness is like that of witchcraft.
Right.
Right. Or rebellion is like that of witchcraft. Stubbornness is like that of idolatry. Because what you just said, something so important, you said you hold on to your own thoughts.
Right.
So it's like we become an idol.
Yeah.
We are our own idol. We're bowing down to self.
Yeah.
We're, instead of bowing down to God, right? We're bowing down to our own ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That's really powerful. Thank you so much for sharing. And how about you, Ellen? Tell us about the power of change.
there's something freeing when you submit to God and you finally just say, I'm sick of this, God. I'm sick of it. I can't change on my own. I need your help.
Yeah.
And there's something so powerful in that, where you,
yeah,
I've never felt so free.
Wow.
And I don't know how to explain it. I think you said something along the lines of it becomes a security for you. Mm. That pain becomes a security. And so you want to hold on to it subconsciously or consciously.
Mm.
You don't want to let it go because you don't know what's going to happen. But I think what's so important and what's helped me is just really being able to lose control, let things go, and just say, God, I don't know what's going to happen, but I trust you, and I can't do this without you.
Wow.
And I think that those moments is the only time that I've had breakthrough in my heart and with God and in my life.
Yeah.
And because your mind says, I can't lose control, I can't, but that's a lie. And when you do lose control and give it to God, he does something that only he can do, and he changes everything. And the way you look at things even becomes different. The
yeah.
outlook you have just becomes joyful. It becomes freeing. I love what he does in those moments.
Mm.
And that stubbornness, you know, it just breeds anger. It breeds just something so dark and hard to get out of. So really the only thing that's ever gotten me out of it is just submitting to God and just saying, I can't do this.
Yeah. And I think a person would be delayed. Would you not say, like, if somebody refuses to change, they would be totally delayed.
Yes.
We're just delaying ourselves when God has all these like you said, freedom. There's nothing like that freedom. Yeah. You know, you just feel so free. You feel like, and I love the words that you're sharing, because freedom, you know, you also said you take back your power. You take back the authority that God has given you. So we really relinquish so many things by just failing to change. Mm-hmm. And so we want to, you know, speak to each and to every one of you and encourage you.
Yes.
Look within, what area in your life have you known, oh, that was a good preaching, that was for me, but yet failed to purposely and deliberately and intentionally make steps to see those changes that you just heard the word of the Lord speak to your heart? You know, whatever that area is, I want to encourage you. Look, if you haven't changed or you feel stubborn in certain areas, this is not to condemn you.
Yeah.
This is not to condemn you. This is to help you and to maybe help you identify the areas that need change now. You know, I feel like with God, there's a window that he gives us.
Mm-hmm.
And there are opportunities.
Right, yeah.
It's like there's this window. I don't know if you know, I'm sure y'all have felt it. There's like this window and God's going, it's right now. There's a window open right now. And then we've seized it. You know, when we seize it, then we can enjoy all those benefits. And then there's sometimes these closed windows, and that's where we feel frustrated with ourselves. We're so unhappy with ourselves, you know. And I believe that in this season, there's a window open for change right now. That's what I feel God is doing.
Yeah.
Since 2020, I have felt that God is making us look inward. There's a lot of change in our hearts. We are in a season. If I can tell you, and I feel the presence of God, I just said this. We are in a season where God is saying it's time to change.
Yes.
It's time to change our hearts, our minds, because he's preparing us.
Amen.
And we don't want to look back 2 years later and go, that was the window. So we want to encourage you, look at all the areas of your life that demand change now. Now is the time to change. Can we pray for the audience?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to, all three of us are going to pray for you guys that change happen, the transformation begin to happen. Father, we just come before you today.
God.
And we just lift up your people today. Every area in their lives, God, that where they have been stubborn, stubbornly looking at a situation, God, today we bind that spirit.
Yes,
it is a spirit of idolatry, God. We tear down the altars of idolatry today, God. Lord, we just command the spirit of surrender to fall upon the hearts of your people. Lord, let surrender enter. Let surrender come in. Let the spirit of surrender, God, just come in, Father, and inhabit, Father, their hearts, their minds, God. I pray, Father, that you enter into the heart and the mind of your people, God. And I pray that they will desire change.
Yes.
That they will, Father, through this podcast, there will be something that will provoke in them, God.
Yes.
Lord, something will be provoked in them, God, to desire change, to want change, God. I pray today, God, that the window of heaven for change, God, manifest over every single home, over every single family, God. And Lord, we bind idolatry, we bind rebellion, we bind stubbornness, God. We declare today's a day of transformation in the mind, the heart of your people, God. I thank you, Father, because it's through your Holy Spirit. We cannot change on our own. We need you. Holy Spirit, we need you to change us. So today, Father, I pray, God, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, just go and inhabit your people. That the Holy Spirit right now begin to convict, and that they would, Father, alongside with the Holy Spirit, identify the areas that need change.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for your people. We declare today, today's the day of transformation.
Amen.
We love you, Father. We just declare today through this podcast, people are beginning to be convicted, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank
we love you guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.